Okay, we're back for part four, and this is the final part. I promise I will conclude this time. Sorry it's gone on for so long if you've all been listening, but, you know, lost to say. Okay, so two things to sum up then. Firstly, no wish to convert. I just wrote that down quickly because it just popped into my head in the middle of the night, I think it was. Chris, you mentioned, you said that I'm trying to convert you away from religion. Not my intention at all, mate. You know, each to their own. If that's what makes your life happier, then crack on, kid. Fill your boots. it's just not for me, I'm afraid. And I don't believe it's for the mass population anymore, to be quite frank. And I don't understand how in this this wonderful 21st century scientific world that we live in, people can still believe that there's some sort of, you know, mythical being up there that's, you know, we can't see, we can't hear, we can't whatever. But, you know, he sort of got a bit of plasticine out and made everybody and the lump of rock that we live on. I know creationism is a very, very extreme tangent of religion, but, you know, you get my point. I don't understand how intelligent people such as yourself can just believe in something that just can't possibly exist. I don't get it. But anyway, back to my original point. How do I deal with this with my five-year-old? He's coming home telling me he's learned this, he's learned that, and learning is great. But when he comes home singing these songs, that means when I feel uncomfortable. And I can't say, I don't want you singing those songs, mate. I can't. I've got to let him carry on. I can't discredit the teachers, because if he's coming home and finding his parents discrediting the teachers, then he's just going to go back to school and just ignore them, because, you know, at the end of the day, his mummy and daddy are the most amazing people in the world as far as he's concerned. At least I hope that's what he thinks. But you can't start discrediting the teachers. You can't do it. You've just got to let them go, which is why it's so difficult for me to deal with at this moment in time when he's 5 years old. When he's 10, 12, 13, then I can sit him down with a reasoned argument, because then he can formulate his own opinions. At the minute, as a five-year-old, all he's getting is input. He's not even in proper school. It's still foundation. He's just soaking things up like a sponge at the minute. He's not equipped to formulate his own opinions, and therefore he's not equipped to listen to my opinions, compute and process them, you know, in an effective manner. I will sit down and talk to him when he's older. I won't force my beliefs on him. I will explain why I feel like I do, but I certainly will never ever force him to believe in what I believe. So that about sums things up, I think. And that's my point. I can't reason with a five-year-old. I can't explain. I can't debate. And that is where my frustration lies. That goes back to, that's my original thing about my old man being frustrated in the same way as I am. He wanted to kind of explain things to me, but he couldn't. As I grew up, he did. We did sit down and chat about it and whatever. And, you know, when I was in secondary school, it was a little bit different. But at 5 years old, that's just not possible. So anyway, I've really enjoyed this debate, and I do hope that there's no hard feelings. Cheers, Chris. Take it easy. Bye-bye.